Well, a U.S. Senate panel has given the green light to military action against Syria as the Obama administration pushes to get more lawmakers on board with its strike plans.
Report. The resolution is agreed to and is ordered favorably reported by the committee.
Any other?
The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed the resolution by a 10-7 vote, paving the way for related discussions in the full Senate. This is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with the Pentagon Chief Chuck Hagel, have appeared before a House of Representatives panel. How they wanted to persuade lawmakers to back Obama's plans for attacking Syria. Earlier, Kerry revealed that certain Arab states have offered to pay all the costs of military action against Syria. Kerry says the Arabs' offer is on the table right now. Switching over to Austin, Texas, joined by investigative journalist Mr. Alex Jones. Nice to have you with us. Alex, when we look at this situation, I mean, exactly what is that supposed to mean? Basically, what Kerry says is, well, we have total financial support. Some of the Arab states are willing to support us, so I guess we need to just get in there and get it done. Your take on this whole situation, and especially the way it's being handled now?
Well, from the beginning, the Arab Spring has been financed by the NSA, by NATO, by Google. They want to control the revolutions in the Middle East, North Africa, and then into Central Asia. And on record for 2.5 years, several billion dollars has been spent by the West and by Saudi Arabia and others to inject over 100,000 Wahhabist al-Qaeda-type fighters out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries. There's been Western commandos advising them for at least 2 years of the 2.5 years. So when Kerry says that Saudi Arabia and others have offered to pay for it, they've already been paying for a lot of it, just like in 1918 when folks out of what is Saudi Arabia today invaded and took over Damascus and Syria before. So this is nothing but colonialism, pure and simple, with criminal elements of the West using Saudi Arabia basically as their front group to do this. And Saudi Arabia and the House of Saud wants to take out any sovereign country around it so we can dominate the entire region. And they're putting the Christians all to the sword. It is just unprecedented war crimes. And then when Kerry gets up there and says, if we don't act, any further atrocities will be the people's fault who are against this expansion of the war, it is the West, criminal elements of it, and Saudi Arabia and others, mm-hmm. who for 2.5 years have been running this proxy war. They are to blame for what's happened. But the good news is, Pat Buchanan, Rush Limbaugh, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, myself, Infowars.com, are all coming out saying it's clearly a false flag staged event. This is unprecedented. Just because it passed the Senate committee and is going to a full vote means nothing. It'll probably pass the Senate, but it will be defeated in the House by 20 votes, my congressional sources are saying right now. But if al-Qaeda stages more chemical attacks that they can blame on Assad and the Syrian government, then you may see the House vote for a bombardment and a ground invasion. And if that happens, get ready, Iran, because you're next.
How big of a role do you see, Alex, when you're talking about the situation with the Congress and perhaps that it may get defeated in the House? How big of a role, though, do you see Israel playing in on this? Because from sources, from Press TV, when we're talking about the senators especially, it definitely will pass the Senate because of the Zionist influence. Your take on that, Alex?
Well, it's true that large elements of the Israeli Knesset do want to bring down Assad and Syria, obviously, to clear the path to go after Iran. But there are also elements of Israel that don't like what's happening because they don't like al-Qaeda. So they're basically trying to use their so-called enemy, al-Qaeda, to take out their bigger enemy, Syria and Iran. And they're trying to start a sectarian war between Shiite and Sunni. I mean, that's obvious to your audience. In the West, people don't even really know the terms. But yes, it's really blowing up in some of the radical Israeli groups' face that they're always claiming that they're taking people's liberties in Israel, but also people's liberties being lost here in America, in the name of fighting radical Al-Qaeda-type groups, when the truth is the West has run these groups for really about 100 years. And that's the truth, and they're used to destabilize Pakistan, Afghanistan. They're used to destabilize Iraq. They've tried to use them to destabilize Iran. They tried to use them to destabilize America. Basically, these globalists are using Al-Qaeda as their skeleton key to open every door for them. But now this trick has been run so many times, it's failing. But yes, Israel's obviously involved because they're part of the whole Western establishment. But I want people to know the Western establishment of all these royal families and the Rothschilds and the rest of it, they do not represent the American people. The American people have been under high-tech propaganda and are beginning to awaken from this sleep. But let me warn everyone, this is the point of maximum danger, because the globalists that have hijacked our country and turned us into their weapon against the world, they are not going to be defeated easily. So now they may stage something really big to try to get us back under their control. But understand this, 91% of Americans do not want to attack Syria. They now understand that our government overthrew your government in 53. Americans are beginning to understand what's happened, and so understand that the American people are waking up.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Out of Austin, Texas, investigative journalist Alex Jones.